A Look into the Past and Future, Elder Levi Edgar Young, Levi Edgar Young, Conference Report, April 1947, pages 122-124. My brethren and sisters, this is a day of grace, a day that brings to our minds the life of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the lives of noble men and women who have made the world better and brought to civilization a knowledge that God lives and Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Christ's resurrection, a testimony for all living. I wish to read what thousands of people are reading and thinking today. Thousands of men in the service of their country who are in Europe and in far-off Asia are marching according to orders to the cemeteries, where white crosses bear testimony of the many who have given their lives for God and country. As they pass through the portals to the cemeteries, they read certain sentences written in gold. They are taken from the last chapter of Mark, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James, and Salome, had bought sweet spices, that they might come and anoint him, and very early in the morning the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun, and they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great, and entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted, and he saith unto them, Be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen, he is not here, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him, as he said unto you. Mary and those other women who had gone to the sepulchre left and went down the highway, knowing in their hearts that Jesus had risen, and it was only a short time before he assured his disciples that as he had risen, so shall the children of God also rise from the tomb. Responsibility for missionary work. This is a day of grace. It is grace unto us because it is divine knowledge that we have. You brethren who hold the priesthood, you 70s, who are responsible for giving to the world the message of Christ our Lord, must go forth as never before with your souls ringing with testimony. All of us bearing this holy priesthood must awaken to this great cause of truth, live righteously because it is right, and do the things that we have been admonished to do. In this conference of the Lord, we must remember, brother 70s, that is Jesus of Nazareth, after his crucifixion, sent his disciples into the world to preach the gospel. So he is sending his disciples today into the world, and they will be heard. It is wise and good for us to remember that the Sermon on the Mount undoubtedly was an ordination message. The 12 and the 70s were sent in the very early life of the Savior into different parts of Palestine. They were to teach the people, and you will note from this, that the word 70 is a very divine word. It is sacred. It literally means universal and comes from one of the oldest words of one of the oldest languages of ancient times. Looking to the future, think how our attention has been called to the Prophet Joseph Smith, President Brigham Young, and all the pioneers, who were looking to the future when the gospel was restored and the priesthood of God given to them. They were told to look to the future because they had to go forth and bear the power of their priesthood. Think of how they knew the vision they had. We are seated today in a building which is now the largest symphony hall in America. Possibly in all the world, the great symphonies of the world will come here and play to the world. Great music has already been given. It is only recently that one of the noted architects of America found here what he called an example of the old Greek classical art. He saw the beauty of these columns, these long graceful columns, holding this gallery up. How the pioneers built for the future is a glorious story. Not long ago a new course of study was inaugurated at St. John's College in Maryland. A system of academic work which the educators of America said was one of the most forward-looking things in the academic world. Students were to enter that college and read the Masters of History, the Masters of Literature. Before the people started west from Nauvoo, a library was to be built by the 70s, and President Joseph Young, inaugurating it through the permission and the blessing of the Prophet Joseph Smith, announced that there shall be erected in the city of Nauvoo a library where the learned may come and read the great literature of the world. In 1850, President Brigham Young again had in mind the building of a great library, and Truman O. Angel became the architect of it. He drew plans for one of the most beautiful buildings to be erected on the western frontier, which should house a large collection of books for the use of the 70s. They were looking to the future, to preach the gospel. My brethren, we must keep in mind always that we must become students of world history. Think of what has already been said from this pulpit concerning the pioneers, and I leave you this angle of thought which has already been expressed. It is now known that the five great institutions of civilization, that came from the very beginning of man's history upon the earth, have been perpetuated up to the present time. They were perpetuated in this state by the pioneers, and they lie at the root of our civilization. They are first, industry based on agriculture, second, the home, third, the state, fourth, the public school system, and fifth, the church. Paul, the apostle, was a 70 and a graduate of the University of Tarsus, so were Barnabas, and the evangelist Luke. They fostered these institutions, and we are to perpetuate them, we are to live by them, and hold them sacredly as we work our way through life. My brother 70s, and all the priesthood, may we dedicate our lives as never before to the perpetuation of this great work, and always know that it is art, knowledge, and religion that bring spirituality, and it is the spiritual forces that will save the world. God bless us. May we understand and see as never before, I ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.